This week, read Parshas Bamidbar. Gemara Megillah that I've discussed before says that before Shavuos, we read B'chukosai. Our minig is that we interrupt with Bamidbar. And the two hesberim given for that. One is coming into Kabbalah's HaTorah not to have the whole Tochacha right in front of you immediately, so it can be very depressing. So we take a break, Parshas Bamidbar. Others say no. Parshas Bamidbar is a very important part of Kabbalah Sater. And they bring a raya from the fact we have the Pekudim, and then we have the Degolim. And the Medrash says the day that the Degolim were given is the day as much as a simcha as Kabbalah HaTorah. You have to understand what's so special about the Degolim. Then, afterwards, it's called Ish B'nei Levi. Then afterwards, each member, B'nei Levi, are divided and to Gershon, Kohos, and Merori. And each is given his own chelek in dealing with the Mishkan, carrying the Mishkan. And in each case, there's someone on top. Medrash says that when Bnei Yaakov, the end of Parshas Vayechi, they carry the Oren of Yaakov Avinu back to Eretz Yisrael, they stood around Yaakov Avinu's bed in the same formation that they would one day camp in the Midbar, and that's how they, when they accompanied Yaakov Avinu's Aron to Eretz Yisrael, they went in the same way. Seems to be something very special here. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave a Torah. It's a tremendous Torah. And there are many, many ways and drachim and darche avoda how to fulfill the Torah. And those different darche avoda represent different types of people, different approaches. Because the Torah is arukameir, it's midor, rechovim, in a yam, it's gigantic. And the idea of the Degolim is that each shevet was given his chelek, his derech, and avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ari HaKadosh said further that each shevet had their own nusach hatfila, because each shevet represented a different derech in avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that, when we say that the Yud Bei Shvatim surrounded Yaakov Avinu, Yud Bei Shvatim, each one has his own tchunas hanefesh, his own unique personality. That's why the brachas that Yaakov Avinu gave to each one of the Shvatim reflected their own personality. And when Moshe Rabbeinu gave the brachas and was also bracha, he showed them within their own personality that had developed in each Shevet from the founder of the Shevet, how they were going to find their derech and avodas HaKadosh Baruch. And that is a very enlightening thing. Very often, people are looking for what is their proper derech and avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The symbol on the degel reflected a specific derech and avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And each shevet felt, now we can identify our approach. And that is the tremendous simcha, like Kabbalah Satorah. They felt that was the completion of Kabbalah Satorah, because they knew now how to fulfill the Torah. And they camped around the Mishkan. Camping around the Mishkan, they were all equidistant from the Mishkan. And there's a Gemara at the end of Tainus. The Gemara says, Lasad Lavo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Osad Lazos Mecholat Tzadikim. He's going to make a circle of all the Tzadikim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being in the middle. And they're going to say, Zeh Hashem Kivino Lo, Zeh Hashem Nogila V'Nismachavah. The Bali Adrash always said, about that Gemara, why is it a circle? Why is it not a square? A circle, every part in the circle is equidistant from the center. Very often, this one wants to think, my derech is better, your derech is better, this derech and that derech. Well, said Lovo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make a circle. He's going to sit in the middle. And everyone realized that the same distance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are many different drachim to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But in the camping, in the Mishkan, in the camping of the Mishkan, what it was, all the Shvatim were all around, and inside was Shevet Levi, and inside was Moshe Rabbeinu. That means that even though all the other Shvatim were equidistant, there was one Shevet that was closer in. That was Shevet Levi. Of course, there was one individual in the highest Madrega that no other human being was ever able to reach. Now, Shevet Levi being inside, it's very interesting. So the Rambam says, while it's true, each Shevet was given his derech and avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Reuven has his derech, and Shimon has his derech, and Yehuda has his derech, and Yisachar his, and Zvulun his, etc., etc. But even though Reuven can't become Shimon, and Yehuda can't become Yisachar, everyone can become a Shevet Levi. That means, if Zvulun is told, Smach Zvulun b'tzeisecha, that he engaged in commerce and supported Yisachar, so it means a very interesting thing. Not he was a businessman for the sake of business. No. Because it says, Smach Zvulun b'tzeisecha, v'yisocha b'yolecha. Each Shevet understood whatever they want to do. Me'osher Shmein Alachmo. That's a specific approach to Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zvulun understood that his being involved in business was his derech in Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It wasn't, I'm in business for business, and then, okay, I'll see what my brother Yisachar needs. More than that. There was a partnership in Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it could be a partnership, and it could be that Zvulun could take an equal chelek of Yisachar, because Zvulun understood that what he was doing was an Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, it was split 50-50. A lot of people like to give Yisachar Zvulun arrangements. Yisachar Zvulun arrangement isn't just, I'll give you a little bit. A real Yisachar Zvulun arrangement is a partnership. What's a partnership? 50-50. So while there are many, quote, Yisachar Zvulun arrangements, doesn't mean you get an equal chelek. Get a partial chelek. You know, not every partnership is 50-50. Some partnerships aren't that way. And everyone can become a Shevet Levi. The Rambam writes, Lo Shevet Levi Bilvad. He says, V'loma lo zocha Levi menachas Eretz Yisrael v'bizosa im echov. Why did Shevet Levi not get that chelek? Nei shehuvda la'avodas Hashem u'l'shorso la'horos drochim ha'yesharim v'shpotov ha'tzadikim l'rabim. Shenemar yoru mishpatech le'yakov v'saros l'Yisrael. He says, what is the tachlis of Shevet Levi? Shehuvdo, they're separated from Klal Yisrael, Avodas Hashem. Lo shorso, du avodah beis hamikdash. Lo horos drochov, hayesharim, mishpotov, hatzadikim, l'rabim. To give, to teach Klal Yisrael. Lefikach huvdolu, midarkei ha'olam. Therefore, they separate themselves from the world. Lo orchim milchama, they don't go out to war, kishar Yisrael. Lo nochlim, lo zochim, lo asmim, v'kol gufam. They do not achieve what they do with the koach of their guf. Elohim chel Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's army. Shneva Baruch Hashem chelo. Hu Baruch Hu ziko lohem shenema ani chelkecho v'nachlosecho. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is their chelek, and he takes care of them. Lo shevet Levi bilvad. Elo kol ish v'ish mikol bo'ei ha'olam. Any human being, shenod varucho also, ve'avino mado. Rambam says, what makes me part of Shevet Levi? What enables me to join Shevet Levi? In terms of, as he'll explain it, two things. Not varucho also. Nedivus ruach, has to be inspired. A person will think through very clearly. Tachas Odom Ba'olomo. Why is it and how is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Klal Yisrael and put us as a separate nation in this world to make that special kesher with him that we are Mamleches Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh? If you think through life, things what makes life valuable and what gives really life meaning. You know, come to understand that what is unique is our kesher with HaKadosh Baruch. If I'm just a goof like any other goof, or complicated goof, I'm no different than the cats and the dogs running around the neighborhood. What makes me different? Vayipach ba'apov nishmas ruachayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a neshama. Betzalem Elokim. Vayivro Elokim esodem betzalmo. Betzalem Elokim boros. Zohar nekeva boros. When you stop and think, what makes me unique as a human being? It's that Tzelem Elokim. And that Tzelem Elokim enables, gives me all the kochos that every human being has, the intelligence, the koach hadibur, and that unbelievable koach that a human being has beyond anything in the animal kingdom. And then, that Tzelem Elokim is also what enables me to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Melech Malach Emlocham Kodosh Baruch Hu. Enables me to become part of a Melechus Kohanim of HaKadosh, that I'm not just a goof. That's understanding. But it's not only understanding, just a dry understanding. It has to result in a not varucha. It has to excite you, it has to inspire you. Once you understand the tachlis of a person in this world and the possibility that connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Torah, you become very excited about it. And what does that tell the person to do? L'hi bodel, to separate himself. V'lamud lifnei Hashem. And Shulchan Aruch begins, Shivisi Hashem l'negat tomi. To have HaKadosh Baruch Hu in your mind on a regular basis. L'shor so, to serve him. L'sheiris, it's Beis Hamikdosh, l'ovdo. That's all the forms of Avodah Shebelev. That's tefillah, it's Torah, it's mitzvahs. And then there's something else. L'odeyat Hashem. Das Elokim. What's Das Elokim? Das Elokim is the question. You can see it in different ways. Nefesh HaChaim in one way, the Baal HaTanya in another way. That's a simple question. The highest way of connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through Limud HaTorah. And it doesn't matter whether you learn brachas or Shabbos or Erev or Nepsachim, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Sukkah. It doesn't make one. You can learn Baba Basra. Basra, all the halachas of amigo. What's amigo? Believe me in this, because if I was a swindler, I had a better way of swindling. So what is the highest way of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Getting into the mind of a swindler and trying to figure out how to, what's a better swindle. This is the maximum a human being can aspire to. So the answer, very simple answer. What is Torah? The Das Elokim is something that's beyond a human being. Kadosh Baruch Hu took the Das Elokim and translated into this world's terms, so that when I say if A and B happens and the halacha is C, and I understand it, and I connect my mind to Das Elokim, and I orient my mind to Das Elokim, I begin to think in a way of Das Elokim, then my mind connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The pasuk says, "Intevakshenu ka kesef, chumamonim techapsenu." You'll seek it like silver, and you'll search for it like hidden treasures. Oz tov in yiras Hashem v'das elokim timtzo. We get to das elokim, and Tana de Beilayo says, "Das elokim zu alocha." That means if I can figure out in this situation what the halach is, and in this situation what the halach is, in any area of Torah, beginning with brachas and ending in uktzin, I align my mind with Das Elokim, and I connect to Das Elokim. L'deas Hashem. And then the Rambam throws in another criteria. V'holach yosher kamo shaso Elokim. And you have to decide you want to be a holach yosher. You can't join Shevet Levi. You can't get that extra connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu unless there's yashrus. Yashrus means you think straight, you act straight. There are no twists, there are no turns. Yashrus in every part of the human being. Elokim asa asa odom yashar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us like yashar. V'hem bikshu cheshbonos harbe. And Rambam says, "Holach yosher kamo shaso Elokim." You stay yosher, or you get yourself back to yosher. Like Kadosh Baruch Hu made you. Uparak my old savoro ol cheshbono sarabim, asher bikshu bnei odom. Rambam says a very interesting. He takes it out of a pasuk. But people, how can they be holach yosher and just go straight to Kadosh Baruch Hu? There's so many cheshbonos they have to have. The Rambam doesn't say, "All cheshbonos ha'odom asheyesh lebnei odom," that they have. People don't have those cheshbonos. They create them and they chase them and they twist with them. But you can't become kodesh kadosh. The Rambam says, "Harizen is kodesh kadosh." That means become inspired. You realize what the tachlis of a person in this world is. And the unbelievable opportunity he has to connect with the Melech Malachim, Melech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through every aspect of Torah, tefillah, mitzvahs, limud HaTorah, everything. And once you understand that well, and you're motivated and inspired and uplifted by it, then you have to say, listen, I can't deal with all the twists and turns of the regular world. I'm going back to Holach Yosher Kamo Sha'aso Elokim. I can't belong to a twisted world. Ram says, then, Harizin is Kaddish, 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 and Via Hashem Chalkov and Achlosa, Olam, Olam, Olam. Yizkabo, Olam, Azeh, Dova, Hamas, Piklo. Okay. He'll get what he needs in this world. Rambam is saying, you have the circle, and all the Yud Beis Shvatim are around, and each one is equidistant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the middle. And they're all valid, and that says it on the Degel. But then there's one Shevet who's closer in. That's Shevet Levi. And it's the difference between Shevet Levi and the other Shvatim. Reuven can't become Shimon and Shimon can't become Reuven. But everyone can become Shevet Levi. Well, Shevet Levi Bilvad. Anyone can get that madrega of that extra closeness. But they pay a price for it. And the price they pay for it is they have to leave Bodo. They have to pursue that in a very straight and single-minded way without any cheshbonos. Inspired, understanding, so that you separate yourself. You have HaKadosh Baruch Hu in front of you at all times. And you go straight. Then everyone can move inside the circle. And Shevet Levi, it's a very democratic group of people. That means everyone can join it. Everyone has the opportunity. Rambam writes in the end of Perek Dalet Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah that Limud HaTorah is a different chokhmah and all the other chokhmas of the world. If you want to study physics, the laws of relativity, some people understand them, some people don't understand them. But Torah is different, he says. Because it's such a democratic performance, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Torah in a unique way. Everyone can know Torah on his own madrega, And Benish, Ish, a man, woman, you have a small mind, you have a big mind, you have a deep mind, you have a superficial mind, however mind HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you. You're able to learn Torah and connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Torah. So that's the other reason Shevet Levi, such a democratic group of people. Anyone can join it, and anyone can join it. And nowadays, when people get upset, too many people learning, and they should be doing this, they should be doing that. So, well, the Rambam says no such thing. My mind isn't made for learning. What do you mean your mind's not made for learning? Kadosh Baruch Hu created your mind. The Rambam says everyone's mind is made for learning. Everyone can achieve that. Remember, it was the first year of the yeshiva, a good number of years ago. And there was a young man comes to me at the end of the year and says, you know, I tried. It doesn't go. And he says, I want you to take me to Rav Shach. I want to discuss this with Rav Shach. I said, fine. Got in my car, went to Bnei Brak, going to discuss with Rav Shach. And, of course, he didn't know Hebrew too well, and Rav Shach didn't know any English. So he begins telling Rav Shach, Ani mishtadel harbe, and this, and he said, it doesn't go. So Rav Shach turns to him and says, Ani lo ma'amin. What's an Ani lo ma'amin? He says, Mistomer Rav Shach didn't hear him. He's an old man. So he begins, he's going to speak a little louder. So he says, Ani mishtadel harbe. And Rav Shach looks at him, says, Ani lo ma'amin. He figures, okay, he's an old man, totally hard of hearing. He takes a big, deep breath, and Rav Shach takes his hand, and in a loving way, Rav Shach used to deal with people, and says, Ani mevin, aval ino ma'amin. Chazal amru, yagata v'lo matzosa, al ta'amin. Torah is a very democratic system. It's available for everyone. And everyone can move inside the circle. To the degree that he won't get as close as he wants. And that is Kabbalah Satorah. That is Bamidbar before Shavuos. Bamidbar before Shavuos says, yes, 12 Shvatim will Kabbal the Torah in one way. One shevet was mekabel in a different way. And that shevet that was mekabel in a different way, they were zocher to be in the inside of the circle. And then, they were given very special privileges, very special rights. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ani chalkecho nachosecho, zoch b'nei Yisrael. I'm going to take care of you. Because I'm going to take care of you. But there are a lot of conditions on it. To join, and therefore, not so easy. But if you work at it, it happens. It's all part of Kabbalah Satorah. Shavuos, we'll discuss this more. Shavuos is a very unique holiday. The difference between Shavuos and Pesach. Pesach, psychologically, I have to think that I'm leaving Mitzrayim. Shavuos, I don't have to psychologically think that I'm at the bottom of Har Sinai. But Shavuos, we're mekabel the Torah every year all over again. Yes, we're mechuyev in the Torah with mekabel it or not. But the difference between thinking my great-grandfather 3,500 years ago was mekabel the Torah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me on Shavuos morning Kriyas HaTorah, when we read the story of Kabbalas HaTorah, to understand, Ami Makabal, although Anochi Hashem Elokech Hashot Tzicha Meretz, Amakabal again, Lo Yelchol Him Acherim Al Ponai, Amakabal again, Lo Sish Hashem Hashem Elokech Lashov, etc., etc., etc. We Makabal it again. And we can Makabal it on the periphery of the circle, or we can Makabal it as joining part of the middle of the circle. Depends what you want to get out of life. And this Kabbalas HaTorah, Ram says, if you want to move in the circle, the first thing you have to understand is Zavina Mado. Stop and think very well what Tachlis Odom Bo'olamo is, what it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a human being, put in him a Tzelem Elokim, and took a special group of people and said, you are in Am School Mikol Amim. You are Mamlachas Kohanim V'Goy Kodosh. Stop and think what that means. Rama says, and that should inspire you. And then you have an avoda. Not so simple. It's a whole process. But the Kabbalah is a Kabbalah of Reuven or Shimon or Yehuda, Yisachar, Zevulun, Binyamin. What a wonderful Shvatim. As a Kabbalah of Shevet Levi and a Kabbalah to become part of Shevet Levi. Mirtz Hashem, you should be able to think through the entire process of Kabbalah Satayra. We think through the entire process of Kabbalah Satayra. Mirtz Hashem will be Zocha, have a proper Kabbalah Satayra, and we'll be able to rise to the proper Madreg of Kabbalah Satayra.